welcome to another EAH podcast with Mia Young,
Alex Aubin,
Ian Roy,
Sophia Papp, and Anya Peters.
Today we will be reading Since Fleeing Is First by E.E. Cummings. Since fleeing is first, who pays any attention to the syntax of things? Will never wholly kiss you. Holy to be a fool while spring is in the world. My blood approves, and kisses are a better fate than wisdom. Lady, I swear by all flowers, don't cry, the best gesture of my brain is less than your eyelids flutter, which says, we are for each other. Then laugh, leaning back in my arms, for life's not a paragraph. And death, I think, is no parentheses.
So, the last line of the poem, and death, I think, is no parentheses, is a pretty profound statement. And our guiding question for this episode is, what is the meaning of this line, and how does the rest of the poem lead up to this concluding line, which stands as a single line in its own stanza?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, right in the line before, it says, for life's not a paragraph, and death, I think, is no parentheses. And there's a mention to syntax before. And so mm-hmm. definitely, a common theme among the poem is, poetry, mm-hmm. or even just writing kind of, devices and
yeah,
buildings.
Used for, real-life terms.
I think it's, an analogy between using grammar and explaining, the experiences of life and what life is and how that kind of, the significance of what happens during someone's life.
I also think that he draws a contrast between the two. They're not the same thing. There's something more to the natural world than the language we've created for it.
Yeah, it's deeper.
Mm-hmm.
The line, at the very beginning, since feeling is first, who pays any attention to the syntax of things will never wholly kiss you. The syntax of things kind of is structure or
the structure.
The communication. Yeah.
The language, the mm-hmm. base of things.
I feel kind of what Ian was saying, he draws a line between real life and written work or written words. By saying life is not a paragraph and death is obviously no parentheses. He's saying there's just so much difference between the two, worlds almost.
It mm-hmm. almost seems like he's why even, worry about that? He's trying to plead to this lady as telling her, throw away, your norms and your preconceived notions on love and just, be more natural.
Mm-hmm. I think in the first, the first stanza, reading that again when you guys were talking about it, I think that this guy is pleading to this girl to use her sense of feeling instead of sense of feeling to, love him and to accept him instead of using all of her thoughts and, maybe logistics to, kind of think of who he is as a person, because she's saying, who pays any attention to the syntax of things? And that could be how everything actually is, how you actually are as a person, how you function in your workplace or with other people will never wholly kiss you. You won't ever fully love someone if, you can see all of, the imperfections.
Don't place a value on me. How do you feel about me?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's kind of interesting because, I mean, you communicate love through words, though.
Yeah.
And especially, mm-hmm. I mean, the author of this poem, although being different than the speaker, their intention is somehow to, undermine even their own writing, maybe, mm-hmm. or to say, in all of my writing, it cannot fully express my emotions. And I guess I would say, no writing can express full emotions, and, life's not a paragraph, which does really undermine, written language, which mm-hmm. is an interesting claim for an author to make.
Mm-hmm.
Almost to say, you can describe life with language, but language isn't life. Kind of like the Derrida's point.
Maybe, yeah.
What does it mean for life's not a paragraph, though? He's comparing the real world to...
You can't describe the entire real world in a paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't create the right picture in just one paragraph.
Right. I agree.
But people still try to do it.
I think he's saying, life's not as simple as a paragraph. A paragraph is, six sentences? And someone's life fits into more of, the lines of a story, which would be, hundreds and hundreds of pages.
Mm-hmm. I think an interesting kind of sentence is, don't cry, the best gesture of my brain is less than your eyelids flutter, which says, and then it goes on. But, the best gesture of my brain could be, poetry, or it could be like language, communication. Mm-hmm. And it's somehow your eyelids flutter is better than that, like the very best of your brain, which is just kind of a difficult kind of contrast to see.
I feel like that's him saying, like, the best gesture of his brain, because obviously, maybe he's talking about poetry or, like, written work.
Yeah.
He's like, even, like, that, like, can't compare to, like, real life. Like, your eyes fluttering, you know what I mean? Because that's, like, a real emotion. That's
it's
a real
physical thing.
Yeah, it's physical.
Yeah.
But when his, like, brain can come up with all these beautiful, like, works and stuff on paper, but it doesn't even compare to, like...
It's saying, like, I could write something for you, and I could send this to you, and you could read it. But you couldn't understand the capacity of what I'm writing without having that feeling and that experience, like, prior or even during.
Or, like seeing the reaction to the written pieces is, like, more love than what he actually wrote.
Yeah, and he...
if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And he supports this in the lines 8 and 9 when he says, "And kisses are better fate than wisdom." Mm-hmm. Kind of, like, kissing is, like, obviously the universal gesture for romance.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of... saying that's more like you could, you can learn more from someone than them telling you their wisdom, like that's a better way to communicate between two people.
So there's something that can be learned only in the physical, like not communicated, which is kind of interesting. Like, what can not be captured by words that you can't learn in an easier way?
Right.
And I guess physical romance would have to be that exception, the one thing. And it seems like the entirety of what can't be captured by his poem and what he, like, loves about what the speaker or is, like, chasing about this lady is, like, on a whim. Mm-hmm. Or it just seems, like, presented as an opposite to, like, logic and structure. So I guess a contrast is drawn throughout this poem between a more structured language and communication and physical being unstructured.
Right.
And there's something being a little bit more, like, I guess, primitive about that. And if we were to draw that back to, like, previous discussions, then we would say perhaps that, like, the physical is, like, the id, the language, the superego. It constrains our thinking and our interactions. And then, like, our superego being, like, the presentation of that as a human, which is interesting.
Going back to the... comparison between written work and physical interactions and our initial question. The death, I think, is no parentheses, obviously has to go along with, like, the syntax and the paragraph and, like, the, what is it, like, writing he's expressing through in his writing. And we were talking about how death is no parentheses, like, a parenthesis separates an idea or allows an idea to be carried on. Or, like, expands an idea. Mm-hmm. And when he says death is no parentheses, obviously you can't really change what happens after death. Like, you can change, you can extend, like, experiences you've had throughout your life. You can change experiences and stuff, but you can't change anything after death. So it's not a parenthesis, it's more of, like, a period or, like, an end statement. And so I feel like this, a lot of this is trying to, like, almost convince the woman to, like, be with him now, like, in the moment, kind of. Instead of, because, like, you can't do anything after death, and, like, we only have this life to live.
So adding, like, a sense of urgency.
It's almost like an argument built off, like, life.
Yeah.
Just using life as an using his view of life.
So you think this is, like, a poem about, like, trying to convince a woman to, like, be with another person?
Be either with him. I'm not sure if
or
it's
or to just love in general.
Yeah. Or if it's just, like, death is...
upon us kind of thing.
Lady, I swear by all flowers, don't cry. He's talking, he addresses lady.
Yeah, I don't mean, like, sexually. I think it's just physically. Just, like, in general.
A lot of, like passion.
So, yeah.
Let's share. Like, let's just share something.
Yeah, even if it's, like, emotions, because, again, he's saying, like, we can't do this through writing.
Yeah.
So let's
do
it.
Yeah, the language is, like, really non-aggressive or sexual at all. It's mostly just, like,
I want to be with you, like, romantically, but, like, just happy with another person.
Yeah. It's not even
if
urgent.
Anything, like, innocently. Like, a kind of, like, not innocent. Like, my blood approves. It's kind of a more, like, like, physically sexual line. You could interpret it as that, because it's very physical. And
he does talk about kisses,
mm-hmm.
and kissing you. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously between him and or the speaker and
yeah. another but lady. Laughing, leaning back in my arms mm-hmm. is very just like romantic. It could
exactly.
even that love, like laughing and leaning into arms, is really it could be like friendship, and, like, family love.
Saying too. My blood approves. That could just be saying like. I'm, like, attracted to you.
Could mean mm-hmm. his family approves.
Yeah, I was thinking
his
about
bloodline,
that.
Like, oh, yeah. yeah, like, his relatives, like, are okay with this.
That
like,
could mean that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like there's, like, six different interpretations.
I know. Or it could be, like, while he's in the flesh, while he's here,
yeah,
he approves.
Yeah.
Oh,
going
yeah.
back to the whole death thing, because you can't do anything after mm-hmm. death, so now.
The urgency almost makes me feel like they're older. Or they mm-hmm. might be just at, like, at least the second half of their life where, like, they don't have much time where it's, like...
True. I mean, yeah. Or even you think that now, like, I don't know, aging and the unpredictability of mm-hmm. death. But I think it's interesting, like, and death, I think, is no parentheses. Like, for a speaker of a poem, that's a pretty, like, casting off the importance
yeah.
of death. It's, like, you don't have to live your life thinking about death, where lots of poetry we read is very orientated on death.
Right.
And, like, the end of the world or such. And this is just very present, which is a more interesting mindset. Mm-hmm. And it, like, says, like, death. I also think, like, if like in parentheses, you explain things further, as mm-hmm. we've said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, death is not an explanation for life. It's, like, also another way to see it. Like, a lot of people live their life saying... Like, one common thing is we all die. It's, like, the big thing. And
yeah.
even, especially in, like, religion, like, a lot of your life lives up to that death
yeah.
for a specific thing, like Christianity.
And you spend the whole time thinking about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like, the end goal.
Yeah.
It almost makes me think it's saying death is unexplainable.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be said about it. It just happens. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
You can't put parentheses next to it.
I think when it's saying in death, I think is no parentheses. I think it's kind of saying, like, death isn't, like, an afterthought. Death isn't, like, something small. So, like, we should stay in this moment or, like, be in this moment kind of
yeah.
a thing.
No, I see that.
Yeah, yeah, it could be
yeah.
explaining the importance and the weight of, like, his offer, his
mm-hmm.
demand.
Looking okay. back at his own syntax, like, I wonder why he used parentheses instead of, like, a semicolon.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're both, like, kind of an extension of a sentence or a thought, but I wonder why he specifically chose parentheses.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was interesting that he said parentheses and it ends with the period.
I just thought of something.
Or it didn't end
it
with the period.
There is no
period.
Punctuation.
That
so it's
is,
like a run
the punctuation
on
in this whole poem is a little bit... I mean, I'm sure it's purposefully off, but, like, he doesn't capitalize
like,
his eyes and, like...
It doesn't end.
So when Sophia was saying that
doesn't
she doesn't... Or that another way of saying, and death, I think, is no parentheses, is saying, like, and death, I think, is no kind of, like, explanation, I think that could also be interpreted as death... Or, like, death isn't the reason why we're living. Like, we're not living just to die. Like, she had said, like, oh, like, you know, we all kind of die. So, I think he's saying, like...
kind of die.
Okay. Well, I think he's saying, like, you know, be in this present body that we have and, like, feel these emotions and use, like, your sense of feeling. Because once you're dead, you don't have a sense of body. You don't have a sense of feeling. Like, that
yeah.
corpse and that vessel
yeah.
is diminished. It's not... No, it's no longer usable.
I think, like, back with, like, the paragraph and parentheses, like, all that language thing is kind of, like, politics, religion,
mm-hmm.
like, very, like, structure
yeah.
and life things. So it could be, like, life's not a paragraph. Like, life is not, like, political. It can't be defined within the
yeah.
terms of a
life,
country, within the terms
yeah.
of a religion.
Like, it's not structured. You can't
mm-hmm.
structure in life into
yeah.
fit into any sort of thing.
You can't explain life by words in general, you know?
Yeah.
Mm, you
it's
could
by
explain
emotions and... physical
mm-hmm.
interaction.
And it could also be like you can't define a person by their life by a paragraph, which if we go in like the context of this lady, it could be like you can't define someone you're in a relationship with by a paragraph.
Yeah.
Or on a broader scale, like the significance and really what life is can't be defined. And
yeah.
it's interesting that he just goes, can't define it, live in the moment,
yeah.
kiss me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very like whimsical for a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Maybe.
Where?
And then extending, like, the death, I think, is no parentheses. I know Anya was talking about, like, how death is, like, not definable and stuff.
We're not living to just die.
Yeah, we're not living to just die. And I also think, like, and then Ian mentioned, well, this poem doesn't even end with a period. There's weird language. And I feel like, on the one, it's kind of interesting that he chooses to mess up the punctuation and yet includes some punctuation.
Yeah.
Because
in random spots, almost seems
I don't
like.
Think it's random. Yeah. I don't think it's very random.
Yeah. But it seems almost random.
It looks if you were to just read it, you're like, what?
The end sentence in itself is very ironic. By saying death is no parentheses, saying it's kind of like a final thought, final, you know. Yeah.
But it's not I kind of feel like
he did that so death would be like the period to that.
It's
like
not
his story. His story lives on until you die.
Wait, that's interesting though.
I mean, that might be a really far interpretation, but like.
No, it's like, interesting using like the concept of death rather than the word like of death ending. As an ending, as final, which yeah. kind of makes sense. What's the difference?
Or is it like he says death is no parentheses, doesn't use a period, so like his thought kind of does carry on.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Are you guys saying, like, the word death in that sentence kind of gives the, like, tone that it is finished? Like, that's the final sentence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely get that feeling, too.
Which contradicts the meaning of the poem by giving more meaning to death within a language. Oh, gosh.
Contradicts.
I don't understand.
All righty.
Okay, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to another EAH podcast with Mia Young.
Alex Sauman.
Ian Roy.
Sophia Papp.
And Anya Peters.
Catch ya next time.
Cheers, Daddy.
'Since feeling is first' by Ian is less than your eyelids flutters, which says, "We are for each other."
Then laugh.
Hi, welcome to another EAH podcast with Mia Young,
Alex Almond,
Ian Roy,
excuse me,
Sophia Papp, and Anya Peters.
Keep going.
Leaning back into the arms.
If you do a nice one, thank you.
I'm so sorry, Mr.
Chisnell.
I'm really sorry.